There are an estimated 100,000 Afghan expatriates in the United States. The majority live in the San Francisco Bay Area. Many are professionals, scholars, former government officials who, with their families, fled Afghanistan after the Soviet invasion in 1979. Now many are making plans to return home. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports that some see an opportunity to fulfill their dreams, and others are cautious about unrealistic expectations.
The capital of Afghan America is spread out over several cities just a few miles east of San Francisco. On a recent Saturday evening, about 300 Afghan Americans gathered in the downtown Oakland Mosque to share food and music, but most of all to recall a home most fled more than 20 years ago. Nima Sadati, a homemaker, organized this event as a fundraiser for Afghan widows and orphans. She's lived in the United States 23 years. As she cast her eyes over a nearby display of Afghan artifacts, pottery and textiles, she is looking into the past.
When I was in Afghanistan, we had a very comfortable life. We are happy, you know, but when we came here, I felt like we are orphans now.
Sadati says the day the Taliban were driven from Kabul, she knew her life had changed.
That night, I was crying so much. My husband came and said, "Why are you crying?" I said, "You know what? Now I feel like I found my parents, you know."
And in March, Sadati will return to Afghanistan to get a closer look at the projects for which she has been raising money. Within local Afghan circles, the enthusiasm to return home runs high, especially among older expatriates. But security remains an issue, not to mention the lives they have here: jobs, businesses, mortgages, children in schools. But many young professionals don't yet have those commitments. Hadi Azimi personifies a generation of Afghans young enough to have the freedom to return and old enough to remember his homeland.
So when we came here, there was a hope and a wish that someday we're going to go back. And that someday was going to be next year and next year and next year. Well, that didn't happen. Now that there's a real opportunity to do something, is it appropriate for them to be there?
Azimi left for Afghanistan several days ago. He is acting as a scout for his local community to help coordinate projects with the American Friends Service Committee and the United Nations. He also hopes to pave the way for others who may want to return for short-term stays. Azimi says he isn't blind to the fact that he's as much American now as Afghan.
It is typical of all expatriates that are going back to their motherland. They're facing a situation where, why did you leave? We stayed here. You left. You know, now you're back. You think you know better. I understand that's the case, but I still want to go, so I have to work it out.
Still, there is a feeling within the Afghan-American community here that democracy and development in their homeland has little chance without their help. They say that war-ravaged Afghanistan is like a body without a brain. And without any detectable conceit, they see themselves, with their professional and technical skills, as the potential brains. Fareed Yunus teaches political science. He's one of a locally elected delegation selected to work with the interim government. And while he looks forward to returning to Afghanistan, he also expresses some caution.
But if you have a vague idea and you have some high expectations out of nothing, you know, I think that's a mistake to go. All Afghans, they need to define why they are going. What is the purpose of their leaving this country? What are their challenges ahead of them?
Among the challenges is setting up the ministries and infrastructure to utilize the talents of the expatriates. The local Afghan community is setting up a database for professionals willing and available to return home to lend their help on short-term projects. But some may decide that they can be more helpful staying in this country. As one organizer puts it, we need to separate logic from our emotions. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.